Hey, this is Josie Young with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development, where I create actionable content that you can try before you hit the sack tonight. Wherever you're listening to this, I hope you're feeling healthy, feeling strong, and ready to put your thinking cap on ways that you can save time, because that's the topic for today. This month's theme is time management, and the last episode was on time wasters, and you heard about my top three time wasters. If you want the free worksheet that goes with that episode, go to affirmationpod.com/time management to get it. In the US, you can also text time management to 44222. Now, so if last week's episode was on time wasters, today's episode is actually going to be on time savers. And it's an actual tip, but I'm really just going to share with you three things I do to save time. And I'm hoping it'll spark some reflection and maybe some inspiration on how you already are saving time, and maybe some ways you can improve those ways you're already saving time, or add even more ways that you can save time. Now, before I go into those time savers that I use, I'm going to talk about three ways that I measure time, because just like in research, they find that self-reports, so people who say how much money they spent on something, or the amount of time they spent sleeping, or even how fast they think they were driving, what we report is typically not that accurate when researchers actually go and take a look at the data or data, whatever you want to call it. So three things I do to measure my time is at my desk, I have two timers that I used to use for cooking, but now they've been promoted or demoted, however you want to look at it, from the kitchen to the studio office. And they're super easy to use, just three buttons on them. One says minute, one says second, one says start, stop. And these two timers are always set. One is at 8 minutes, the other one is at 45 minutes. So 8 minutes is my short timer. Basically, when I am going on my computer to pay a bill, place an order on Amazon, post to social media, I give myself 8 minutes. Normally, things get done within that time. If the timer goes off, I can either set it again for another 8 minutes or leave the task and come back to it later.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
My long task timer is set for 45 minutes, and that's for when I'm editing podcasts, working out, doing things that require a good chunk of time. After the timer goes off, I take a break, come back to it, set it for another 45 minutes. If I'm still editing, if it's a workout, I'm done. I don't work out for longer than 45 minutes. And you might be thinking, isn't it a good thing to work out longer? It is, but for me, I need to have parameters on my time to make sure that I get done what I need to get done. Otherwise, I know I'll naturally not want to work out for the reason of it takes up too much time and I don't get other things done. So it's a balance for me. So two ways I measure my time are my short task timer and my long task timer. The other one, which I've mentioned before that I use, is Rescue Time, which is a program that logs how much time you spend on your computer and how long you're spending on the different programs you're using. And I just quickly went through before this episode the weekly reports for the last 10 weeks. And for me, my time on the computer ranges from anywhere between 10 to 21 and a half hours a week on my iMac, my computer here. When I averaged it out, it works out to 17 and a half hours is the average I've spent on my computer each week. Again, if you want to check out that program, it's rescuetime.com. I know they have a paid version. I just use the free version. It sends me an email once a week, and I can also log in anytime to check out where I'm at. Now for my three time savers. One is I use voice to text quite a bit for sending text messages. When it comes to sending email, I'm still a blend of between, sometimes I send a voice message, like completely audio message. Sometimes I send a voice to text message, and sometimes I type. But when it comes to texting, I'm almost exclusively voice to text. It saves a ton of time. And as a bonus, it's also easier on my neck because I'm not looking down. I can actually have the phone up and just talk. Now, if you want to try this, it does take a bit of practice. So I have to slow down my pace a little bit. So I would talk something like this. Thanks, honey. New line. Could you also pick up some milk? Question mark. And it might feel strange at the beginning, but it does work. Even if I have to edit a little bit, it's still much faster than typing the whole thing out from scratch.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com, and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
So that's one great time saver that I love. Two is keyboard shortcuts. So for me, if I type dot A, and when I say dot, I mean period, dot A, that will automatically expand to Affirmation Pod. If I put dot P, it automatically expands to Journaling Pod. You might be wondering why it's not .j. .j automatically expands to Josie Yong. .f expands to affirmations. And this just saves me lots of time, as you can imagine. And I don't know, when I'm typing the metadata for these episodes, which is just a bunch of info I have to type, but it's like the same almost info every week. It's almost like I have superpowers. I have a cape because I'm flying through the information while others are typing one letter by one letter. Anyways, I'll go to number three now. Number three is not digital, but it's so helpful for me and it helps me get a jump start on my day. It's doing things the night before to get a jump start on the next day. So laying out clothes that I'm going to wear, packing lunch, packing snacks, packing whatever I need. I've heard how joggers, runners, they put their runners and socks right by the door the night before. So it's easy to just throw them on, be out and running real quick. That's my episode for this week. Not too long to save you some time so you can think about the time savers in your life and how you might want to tweak them or change them or add more to them. And the reality for me is I have these shortcuts in place to free up more time to do things like, well, this podcast, and also do things like rest, journal, enjoy silence. And I think that's one thing I didn't mention in the last episode on time wasters is, and especially for that third time waster I had, which was listening to podcasts a lot, is to just silence the podcasts and enjoy the silence. Yeah, just like that bit of silence. Enjoy it. Be comfortable with it. Now, if you're looking to make a shift from a habit of time wasting to a habit of time saving, and you're struggling to make that change, I do have a mini course on change. It's called the Change Framework, and it gives you the opportunity to look at how you can make a change in your life by linking up with your thinking part of your brain, your feeling side of your brain, and the reacting side of your brain. So if you're interested in this, feel free to check it out at affirmationpod.com/change. And if you want to take this mini course, you'll get $30 off if you use the promo code TIME. Again, it's affirmationpod.com/change, promo code TIME to get $30 off. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. Thank you so much for tuning in today, clicking play. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.